Imagine that you were a child again. You are at the beach with your family and you run off to play with your toy gliders up on a rock. When all of the seagulls start to fly around you as you throw your gliders out into the sky. Gulls and Gliders was created by Robert Remsen Vickery in the mid to late 1900s. It is a tempered painting on hardboard. The painting depicts a boy standing on a large rock, possibly by the sea, surrounded by seagulls. The boy is holding a glider that he appears to be about to throw. This is what people generally first see. Then your attention is drawn to a discarded glider that is just sitting on the rock. The piece has a very bright-looking tone, as it includes very little dark colors. Even the gray of the rock is sunlit and green with moss. If you look closely at the middle left side of the rock, you might notice that it looks like eyebrows with a faint nose. I'm not sure what the artist was trying to say with the face on the rock, but I have a possible idea as to what the rest of the picture means. The piece to me conveys two different messages. The first is the childlike wonder of seeing your toy fly like all the birds, and the second is how we can create man-made objects that replicate things in nature. Planes that fly like birds, solar panels that absorb sunlight for energy like plants, and fans that can create wind. When you stop and think about it, some of the greatest inventions are based on things found in nature. I think that Vickery was trying to show us that we may not be as apart from nature as we might think. But how do you interpret this work of art? There's no description of what Vickery intended for you to see in this painting, so it is up for you to decide. Do you see your childhood reflected in the boy, or do you notice the juxtaposition of the machine and nature? Maybe you don't see either of those, but something else. And this is what art is, in my opinion, interpreting what an artist creates to make it relatable to yourself.